I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The heart of the caliphate, the Syrian city of Raqqa, is finally free. U.S.-backed Syrian forces liberated the city this week after 3 years of oppression under the Islamic State. So it's great news, but there's a nagging question remaining, says Mohammed of Global Catalytic Ministries.
Because this ideology is still alive, ISIS will morph to something new. So that's the key question. You know, praise God, ISIS has fallen and it's not in Iraq and Syria. But what about the ideology?
This is where and when you can make a difference for the underground church as the region rebuilds.
Everything begins, is in the middle, and finishes with prayer. So I'm actually looking for people to pray for us because I know God will lead them to move in other ways too. So I'm looking for prayer partners.
And today is World Student Day, a global event founded by International Fellowship of Evangelical Students. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, a partner of IFES, is joining with students around the world to celebrate. But first, IFES's Jonathan Greenaway shares.
So it's one day which happens once every year where we try to gather students from movements all around the world to pray together. That's a hard thing to do physically, but we have developed lots of digital tools to help us do that. So central to that is a special website, which is ifeswsd.org, and there students can send in their prayer requests and view prayer requests from countries all around the world.
Right now, there are 75 countries represented and hundreds of prayer submissions. Would you consider praying for these students around the world as well? Get details on both of these stories at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.